Thank you, Dr. Worley. What I'm going to talk to you about is two projects that I think are going to aid superintendents and growers in controlling cacti weed. One being herbicide control options. It was a continuation of some previous work. And two being emergence. So cacti weed is identified by Altanthera pungens coonth. It's in the amaranth family. Some common names are chaffweed, yerba de polo, spiny flower Altanthera, and it's native to Venezuela, Brazil, Ecuador, and Peru. Here in the United States in 2008, on a survey conducted by Dr. Goss, we were able to identify cacti weed as the fourth most troublesome weed in turf. And at the Texas, the Southern Weed Science Society, they were able in 2000 to identify it as the 10th most troublesome weed in turf. And in 2004, it moved up to the fourth, and being the seventh most common weed seen in turf. In Arkansas, the Altanthera species is considered noxious. And in Arizona, the presence of cacti weed is increasing. And why? Why do we care? Because it outcompetes many of our desired species, especially Bermuda grass. It appears to invade in drought-stressed areas or compacted soils, and that's where I've noticed it most. And currently, our superintendents do not have adequate long-term control of cacti weed. And this is caused by cacti weed does have a waxy cuticle, so it stops herbicide uptake. It has a deep woody taproot, so we know it's going to have storage there of carbs to survive that initial application. It's a herbaceous creeping perennial. It reproduces by vegetative structures, stolons with nodes, and initial growth is from the taproot. I'll talk some more about that when I get to my emergence section. And it's a prolific seed producer. Growth from the seed occurs later in the year when compared to growth from the taproot or vegetative structures. And you can see here in this picture, this is a two-week-old cacti weed seed. You can tell how large the taproot is 2 weeks after growth. So you can just imagine if it's in the field how big the taproot will be. My objectives were, herbicide control was to evaluate long-term control options, and two, do a field study to determine optimum temperature under field conditions for emergence. In 2009, we went with Speed Zone Pendulum Aquacap and Speed Zone Pendulum Aquacap. This was some work done earlier from past research that showed they thought they saw a synergism effect between Speed Zone and Pendulum Aquacap. So we went ahead and did with the tank mix. So I went ahead and replicated this treatment, and our rates we went with were at the high end for the recommended rate on the label for one application. In 2010, we went ahead and added Battleship 3 and Monument, and this was due to some superintendents and growers from around the state saying they did see some control with these two products. We went ahead and added them to the treatment list. And our plot size, we applied them to a meter and a half by meter and a half plots. It was a randomized complete block design with four replicates. We measured by percent control, so I went in, took a visual rating, as you can see here on the picture on the top. We rated the amount of percent coverage of cacti weed, made our application of the herbicide, came back 30 and 60 days, rated the plot, you can see here on the bottom, after application, that's how we got our percent control number. And all data was ran through ANOVA with Fisher's protected LSD with an alpha equal to 0.05. And here on the y-axis, we have percent control. On the x-axis, we have rating date. And all means with the same letter are not statistically different for each rating date. So here in 2009, all these A's, they can't be compared with 2010 or any other rating date, only amongst themselves. Here in the dark blue, we have our untreated control. Here in red, we have the pendulum aquacap. In green, we had speed zone. Here in purple, we have Speed Zone and Pendulum Aquacap tank mix. Here in the lighter blue is the Battleship for 2010. And here in orange is the Monument. So 30 days after treatment, we see no difference amongst treatments when compared to the control. Here in 2010, we do see a difference with the tank mix and Speed Zone when compared to the control, percent control. We have about 80%. For 2009, when we go to 60 days after treatment, however, we're able to achieve 90% control of cacti weed when compared to the untreated control. Same thing with pendulum aquacap. And for 2010, we see no statistical difference amongst treatments when compared to the control, except with the exception of Monument. So our best treatments were Battleship 3, Speed Zone, and Pendulum Aquacap, the tank mix, Pendulum Aquacap, and Speed Zone by itself. In 2011, we're currently doing the same project, but I'm taking Pendulum and tank mixing it with each active ingredient found in Speed Zone to see if there is a synergism that we weren't able to show here in the data. Now for the Kakuweed seed emergence, it's a complete randomized design with three replicates. It's 100 seed weight applied weekly to 0.3 meter by 0.6 meter plots. Our initial planting started March 23rd, 2010, and we determined the presence of or emergence by the presence of cotyledons. Weekly emergence counts were taken. Our weather station was 200 meters from the site, with a soil probe that was 4 centimeters into the soil profile to give us our soil temperatures. An emergence from taproot was noted on March 15th of 2010, like I had said earlier. I noticed around town, there was green up. I didn't see any kakuweed emergence in my plots. I went up, dug up several plants. They were all from the previous season's taproots. They were quite large. Our first emergence I noted from seed wasn't until May 11th of 2010. With a soil temperature of 16 degrees Celsius. Our peak emergence occurs around mid-June, and our emergence continues until September 21st, 2010. Here on this chart, you can see on our y-axis we have day emergence. Here on the x-axis we have day planted. So here for March 23rd, I went ahead and planted seeds. Came back on March 30th, planted 7 more seeds. And as you can tell here, anything planted for mid early or late March to mid-May is time independent. So it means anything that planted between these around this time all germinates similar timely. Anything planted mid-May to late July is time dependent, meaning it's going to take us anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks until we see kakuweed emergence. So my conclusions are kakuweed seed emergence is time independent with early planting. Anything planted late March to mid-May emerges with similar timing. Kakuweed seed emergence becomes time dependent as the growing season continues, and it can require anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. Emergence was noted until late September from seed planted to late July, and the emergence experiment is we're still working on it. So my overall summary is we do show reduction in kakuweed for 6 days after treatment. We still need to identify adequate long-term controls. Maybe one way is to go evaluate the following season coming out of fall into spring, the plots that are herbicide applied, and see what kind of regrowth we get. Emergence of kakuweed seed is both time-dependent and independent of planting date. And using the data from these two experiments can aid superintendents with their application timing when they're going to see peak emergence. So you're going to see two growths. You're going to see one from the vegetation early spring, and then later spring going into the summer, you'll see growth from the seed. Currently, I'm in the lab doing a germination experiment to determine the optimum temperature for kakuweed seed emergence. And we're making more field applications to individual plots for herbicide options. And with that being said, are there any questions? Yes, sir? Sorry. I can go back for you. The active ingredients for Battleship 3 are the MCPA, fluroxypyr, and trichloropyr. Any other questions? Go for it. Kai?
Do you see any effect on the Bermuda grass trying to fill in the voids left by the kakuweed when you use pendulum?
When we sprayed it, there was kakuweed established there. Bermuda grass established there. I did see some yellowing of the Bermuda grass. But other than that, I didn't take a rating on to see if there was any injury there. But I did note that the Bermuda grass does have some chlorosis to it when pendulum is applied. Sir?
Have you looked at applying any types of surfactants for these, since you mentioned kakuweed has a really strong cuticle layer to increase your uptake?
So So the question was, has any surfactants been applied? In the previous work, there were some surfactants being applied, and we didn't show any, we didn't see any synergism effect, or we didn't see any increase in cacaweed death or injury. That's why I chose the speed zone and the pendulum aquacap from a previous research. These two seem to have the most control or the highest control of cacaweed. Is that it?
Thanks.